Before finally turning his back on the mother, he put her legs together and pulled her dress down over her knees. It seemed the right thing to do. "Holy God," he said aloud, the thing he always said when he had done something very good or very bad. He wasn't yet sure which this was. The young hunter ran towards the cottage where his mother would be cooking supper, waiting only for his rabbits. Everything else would be prepared. She would be wondering how many he'd caught today. With a family of 8 to feed, she needed at least 3. Sometimes he managed a duck, a goose, or even a pheasant that had strayed from the baron's estate on which his father worked. Tonight, he had caught a different animal. When he reached the cottage, he didn't dare let go of his prize, even with one hand, so he kicked at the door with his bare foot until his mother opened it. Silently, he held up the child to her. She made no immediate move to take the creature from him, but stood, one hand covering her mouth, gazing at the wretched sight. "Holy God," she said, and crossed herself. The boy looked up at her face for some sign of pleasure or anger, to find her eyes shining with a tenderness he had never seen before. He knew then that the thing he had done must be good. It's a